Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A split of your North Carolina road swing, a 19-point win, 67-48 at Elon last Thursday, and then a loss down at Wilmington on Saturday. Before we look ahead, give me your view on the two games last week.
Well, you know, we caught a break because Elon was a player down. So we, but at the same time, I thought we played pretty well. Our guys had great focus and played hard, paid attention to detail. You know, all those things that coaches, all that coach speak stuff. I mean, I think it came to life against Elon. So we were real happy with that win.
Talk about a little bit about the defensive effort there, because you're right, Brian Dawkins was down, but that's a team with a ton of offensive weapons and a ton of shooters, and you guys hold them to 20 points on 29% shooting in the second half. What were you able to do so effectively?
Well, you know, they kind of just missed some shots, too, they normally make. I don't know if, you know, it's funny, at our level, when you lose a player, it affects you. It affects every position because you have to make some adjustments. And you know, Matt had the wheels turning. He was doing some stuff, but you know, when you're North Carolina or Duke, and somebody gets hurt, you just put another All-American in there. When one of our guys goes down, then we got to start moving guys around and putting somebody in different spots, and you know, it's a whole different thing. So
obviously, the second part of the trip didn't go well for your team in Wilmington. I know it's one that you certainly would like to forget, but in the course of a long season in college basketball, what it is with all the travel and the demands, is that something that just happens in the course of the game, and is it one where you just tell your guys to forget it and move on?
Well, you know, it was a perfect storm, Rob. You know, as you look at your schedule and you see you're going to be at Elon and at Wilmington, one of the things we saw was, well, you know what, at least Wilmington is going to be at JMU on Thursday night. And they weren't. So, you know, they got a week off to get ready. And credit to them, they did a great job. CB did a great job getting them ready, and the kids played really well. But they had a week to just kind of work on Hofstra, where we had to play Elon, coupled with the fact that we just played Wilmington. I mean, it's been so many of those things in the league this year. I don't think I'll ever understand why the conference schedule is that way, whether it's Towson and Charleston being done with their two games, four games into the season, or Hofstra and Wilmington playing twice in 9 days, and every team's done it. I don't get it. It's not the true spirit of round robin, but, you know, so we played Wilmington at our place and had a good game, and, of course, that was fresh in their minds, and they were ready to go. So credit to them. They played real well. We caught a bad break, and that's just the way it goes.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've talked often on the call about Justin Wright for him, but his streak of double-figure games now is 48. Had a chance to get 50 this week with two more good games, which is just unbelievable. And how hard is it to maintain that consistency when you're obviously the focus of everyone else's defense?
That's probably the most impressive thing about Justin, and of course that was something else that happened against Wilmington. He kind of sprained his ankle there and missed a good chunk of the game. But yeah, it's probably the most impressive thing, Rob. He just keeps doing it, and other teams are trying to stop him. And you know, it's a real credit to him and his ability to adjust and be confident in himself.
Do you talk to him about shown pretty amazing patience to let the game come to him? Is that something that you, I mean, obviously you're running stuff to try to get him the ball, but have you talked to him about patience, or is that something that just sort of comes to him?
You know, we try to cover every angle, just like any coach would. I mean, we've talked to him about all those things, sure.
We've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Our question's from Alex Riley with Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach, kind of touching on one there, like you were just talking about. Scoring is obviously up in the CAA this year. There are four guys kind of all bring at 20 points per game. Obviously, Justin kind of leads that group. You guys have a matchup with Drexel later this week where you'll see Tremaine Isabel is also at about 20 points a game. When you look at a matchup like that, because obviously they're very similar in stature and kind of what they do. How do you view a matchup like that? Do you view it as you need to scheme more defensively, or he's Justin that go off and have a game like he normally does? How do you approach that going in?
Sorry about that. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Going off. You there? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the matchup per se. It's more about our team against their team. Listen, everybody you play has got somebody who can score 20. We're getting ready to play a team that's got five guys who can score 20. So, you know, everybody's got that, and we don't make it about Justin versus Isabel or, you know, anybody else. I mean, it's, you know, shoot. Like I said, there's a guy on every team that can score 20, so.
Does the fact that teams are coming at Justin defensively, does that open things up for some other guys? Because I know when you guys played UNCW, Eli went off for a big game with 27. Does the fact that he is there and defense is trying to keep him, does that open things up for other players?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, you know, guys like, you know, the other three or four guys on the floor, they got to be ready to go, and they got to take advantage of the opportunities, and they got to, you know, deliver on their chances.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Joe, before I let you go, you guys host William and Mary on Thursday. Had a close game back in December with them, a three-point game. Over the last several years, it seems like the games between your two teams are always close and competitive. Just talk about the matchup and some of the keys for your team on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about that team, you got to talk about, you know, how well they shoot it, how balanced they are. You know, they got so many guys that can score. I mean, who can't score? They all